What do you think they're doing here? What are they coming down here? Calling us from and trying to explain space to my microscope. What's that all? What's the government's attitude about it?
Well,
the
government's attitude. The government's got a lot of information on us, but it's up to the people to attention to us, so that when they release the truth problem, that they will not be panicking.
Do you think that these people are warlike at all in the United
States? Not at all. I haven't seen any kind of equipment on them that would be called defense equipment of any nature on this ship, nor on the person.
You're busy writing a second book. What are you going to put in that?
The second book is going to be a follow-up contract that will try to explain how the people look on those planets and that the planets are really inhabited out there.
John, do you have time to go in the audience?
I'm sorry, we have some questions for the audience, but my interview is taking so long. Give me some of those questions, will you, John?
Who are the people who've asked questions? Joe Kaufman of Kaufman Cybersecurity says, are these factors motor driven?
They're not motor driven, they're driven by magnetic force, which has moving parts in it.
Catherine Pepper of Rochester, Michigan says, have you ever found a flying saucer?
No, I first saw some falling in Bryce Sands in New Mexico, but what happened to the material or the occupants, I don't know.
One more question from John Thomas of Linwood. What are these spacemen doing? Do you have any idea?
Very, very much the same kind of food that we do, and we're all trying to explain that, but we haven't got that time right now.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Adamski, for giving us your side of one of our controversial and mysterious subjects that's ever come to your attention in man. We hope that your next book is as successful as the present one.
Well,